From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Forget the face-to-face interview. More interviews are being conducted through online video. That's coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. In the age of the selfie, what could be more fitting than to have a job interview conducted via a webcam? The Wall Street Journal says more first-round job interviews are being conducted via internet video. Dahlia Bazaz wrote the story for the Journal and joins us now. Dahlia, these video interviews are also known as robo-recruiting. Why are more companies doing this?
Well, Charlie, I would say that the increase is partially due to cutting costs for recruiting methods. When candidates live far away from headquarters, it's often easier for recruiters to reach out to candidates this way and process applicants a lot faster. And that sort of leads into the second part of it, which is efficiency. So if you have hundreds of applicants for a certain position, it's a lot easier to get around scheduling every single phone call or in-person interview and just instead have them record themselves and send their responses in.
We've mentioned that more companies are doing this. Who are some of the companies that are relying on robo-recruiting or web interviews?
I first got the idea for this article as a follow-up to a piece that the Management Bureau wrote on Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs had recently switched up its recruiting methods. Instead of going solely to Ivy League business schools to recruit students, they would instead have them send in video applications. And so besides Goldman Sachs, there's also IBM and Cigna, applicants from both of those companies I interviewed in my article. There are also a bunch of other companies, but I wasn't able to confirm. I know that HBO and Walmart also use it in a limited capacity as well.
How are they conducted?
So most of these video interviews are a prompt on the screen for about 30 seconds, and then you have anywhere from 30 seconds to 5 minutes to respond to it. Your webcam turns on and you record yourself responding. In the case of companies like IBM, sometimes you can integrate, or the company will integrate its own sort of facet. So if you're a software engineer applying for a job at a firm, maybe they'll put in a coding challenge in between the questions. So a lot of the times the companies can cater the way it's set up to a certain position. You can also repeat or resubmit videos, although companies can decide to opt out of that feature.
What companies provide the video interviewing software? Who are the companies?
HireVue, which is based in Salt Lake City. There's also WePow and InterviewStream. But from my reporting, I could tell that HireVue was probably the earliest platform to offer this type of software.
Can you estimate how many interviews have been conducted, whether by HireVue or, you know, the others put together?
HireVue launched in 2004. And when I was talking to the CEO of HireVue and the founder, Mark Newman, he was telling me that in 2011, it had hosted 13,000 interviews in a year. But 5 years later, they had 3 million interviews annually.
What do companies that make video interviewing software say the advantages are to this?
It's a little bit along the same lines as the companies that use the software say, but the software companies also say that it improves consistency from interview to interview. So say you walk into a traditional interview in person and you see something on somebody's wall, like a portrait or a frame or something, and you comment on it and you sort of riff with the interviewer. So the interviewer can change their questions based on, you know, their perception of you, whereas when you have this passive sort of application, the questions are all going to be the same, and it's every applicant has the same opportunity to answer the same questions. So there's less of a pressure to charm the interviewer.
Assuming this works, assuming, you know, somebody has a successful robo-recruiting online interview, will they get called back for you know, an in-person interview? Is that how these things usually work, or is there a follow-up video interview?
You know, it really depends from position to position and what company you're working for. I spoke to a woman who is a software engineer at IBM, and she had two subsequent interviews, but they were also both online. But that also could be, you know, sort of the company's strategy for hiring and recruiting. I know that at Cigna, there's almost always a follow-up interview in person. It just really depends. That particular employee at IBM was sort of recruited through, you know, like different events and stuff. So it really does vary.
Dahlia, who does this benefit more, would you say? Does it benefit the companies because, you know, it leads to more efficiencies? Or does it benefit the interviewees because, you know, they're already used to the video age, you know, they're used to selfies? Or is it hard to say?
In my opinion, I feel like companies may benefit more from this strategy. I think it definitely gives companies more flexibility to review videos and applications at any time they want. And recruiters have the ability to send videos back and forth with each other instead of having, you know, just one set interview and then everything else be hearsay when they relay information to other people. I think that it can sometimes be disorienting to not have a face to follow up with after an interview in terms of an applicant's perspective. The applicants that I spoke to said one of the hardest things is not having feedback from an interviewer. So you walk out, or I guess you close the browser, and you're not sure how you did. Whereas when you walk out of an interview, you can maybe sort of gauge how it went.
Dahlia Bazaz of The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.